Hello, how are we all? Have we all had a good week? Are we smiling a bit more, enjoying ourselves, kind of getting up a bit brighter in the mornings? I mean, I would love to say I'm getting up easier in the mornings, but I'm going through a wee period of fatigue, a lot of pain, so I'm not. But do you know that way you open one eye and you kind of look out the window to see, is it still dark? Is it grey? Is it blue? Is it white outside? And then the minute you see the blue skies, you're kind of like, right, okay, time to get up. I'm kind of at that stage, but I'm hoping the further we get into spring, summer, it'll be a bit better, maybe. Because it's still a bit chilly in the morning when we're getting up into it. So I'm kind of thinking that's why I'm trying to tell myself that. So yes, I hope yous are all enjoying these blue skies as well. Although I did say to my doctor the other day, I'm too scared to say that we're getting closer to spring, because I said it a couple of weeks ago. Did I tell yous this last week? I feel as if I'm having a deja vu, Groundhog Day moment. Anyway, I'll tell yous again just in case. I said that I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, I went, oh, weather's changing, it looks like we're getting closer to the better weather, spring, summer's coming. The next day it was pouring from the heavens, and I'm sure a few people that I spoke to the day before were probably slating me, or yeah, they probably weren't impressed by my chat from the previous day. Anywho, what is everybody looking forward to at the minute? Have you got kids that are getting ready for exams? I have one. Kids getting ready for being off for Easter holidays in a few, what is it, 2 weeks, I think, in Scotland. Anyway, I think it's about 2 weeks, Easter holidays. So we've got Easter holidays at the start of April, and then I think they're back for a week maybe, then off for study leave. Exams in May, I think a couple are at the end of April, which is unusual because normally they don't start until round about somewhere between the 1st and the 5th of May. So yes, that's where we're at now, and then you'll do that, finish school forever, then get ready for college in August. Time just flies by. Do you know when we say all the time as adults, time just flies by. I can't believe it felt like Christmas yesterday and it's like a week before the next Christmas. Or we just in general talk about how quick the days are passing, and the kids always just roll their eyes at you, don't they? But now my son's getting to the point where he's like, Mum, you're right, the days do go by really fast. And I'm like, see, I think I said this to you many a times. Listen, your mother is always right, even if I do say so myself. So, I have a couple of updates for you. Anybody that's heard about the business coaching podcast that I brought out a couple of weeks ago, I've slightly adapted that, well, slightly changed that. So, that was supposed to be every Monday at 7 a.m, but I'm changing it just because of the way the business coaching is working or going. And different programs and things I'm going to be adding in, the way they're all going to work together, the podcast is actually not going to be every Monday now. It's going to be the first Monday of every month, and it's just to make sure that you're getting the most out of it, out of everything, because the podcast is primarily to go hand in hand with the coaching anyway, and I've said that all along. I said it in the first episode, I've said it on the social medias and different things, I've said it on the website. So, that's changed slightly. What else has changed? The TikTok page for this podcast, Reboot Your Thoughts podcast, we've added in subscriptions on there, and although it is a pay monthly thing, I don't even know how much it is. I think it's like £4 or £5. But we will be giving back on it as well. So anybody that we can't, I don't know if you get subscriptions. Or, yeah, I think you do get subscriptions on Instagram as well, or something like that, don't you? And I know you definitely get them on Facebook, but we're not a point on there where we've been offered to have subscribers on those pages. We're nowhere near getting to that point yet. But on TikTok, we have. So anybody that does subscribe on the TikTok page will receive 20% discount on any appointments that you book. Now, even if you were only to book one appointment a month, you're still going to be better off in a sense, because say for example you booked one counselling appointment for yourself, that's £50. If you were to subscribe to the TikTok page, sorry, I had a brain fog there, then that gives you a 20% discount, which takes it off, brings it down to £40, and even including your £5, then you're still £5 better off. And obviously, if you book, the more appointments you book, the more you're going to save. But not only that, everybody that subscribe will also be put in for monthly prize draws, and there may be multiple prizes some months, or maybe one, I don't know. It'll all fall into place eventually. I'm just still planning the prizes and things like that at the minute, because obviously there's no subscribers yet, because I've only just set it up. But yes, so that's what's going to be happening. So although yous are going to be subscribing to me, I'm also giving back to yous in a sense. What else? I think that's really all the changes. Obviously the coaching, we've got new programs coming up, but this podcast isn't about the coaching. This podcast is about the other side of the business. So yes, there you go. And obviously there will be subscriber only lives and things like that on that page, which means that you will get your own little thing where it'll just be certain people that are in it, and hopefully it'll be nice and calm and relaxed and whatever else. So there you go. That is my update for this week. Hopefully I've not forgotten. I don't think I have. I don't think so. Who's planning a summer holiday or even a spring holiday? I'm not too sure what we're doing. I'm kind of thinking I want to go to somewhere in the UK maybe. I don't know. But you know, I said I was going to win the lottery last week. Well, I didn't win it. It's a story of my life, isn't it? So me and Danielle were talking about it last night. No, we weren't. We were talking about it this morning. And I was saying to her, oh my God, still nobody's won the Euro Millions. It's like whatever amount this weekend. This Friday. I said, but that's a ridiculous amount of money for one person. I said, if somebody was to win that, then what they could do is go in as a syndicate with a couple of their family members, and you would still have tens of millions each, whatever. You might get 20 million each, you might get 50, it just depends how many you go in with. So she said to me, right, so why don't we do it? And I said, what? She says, I'll send you over money, you go and get 4 tickets and I'll get 4 tickets and whatever, you can just buy them all. I says, oh no, this is where it gets tricky, because I have this thing in my head that you can't buy all your tickets at the one time. So even if you're buying 2, right, now I know yous are going to think that I'm loop-de-loop by saying this, but some people might agree with me and some might not. So I think if you say you go and you say, can I have 2 lucky dips please, they tend to be almost the same numbers, if not most of the numbers are the same. So I'll say, can I get 2 lucky dips, but don't put them on the one ticket. And then it kind of, by the time they've printed one off and they go to print the second one, hopefully somebody else has got the numbers that you would have got. Or I just, listen, my brain works different for everybody else's, right? So I said to her, well, what I need to do then is I need to go to 4 different shops at least and buy at least one or two tickets. I said, because surely buying all the tickets in the one shop isn't going to be, I don't know, some ticket. See if, no, I said this to you last week and nobody wrote in, right? But see if you've won the lottery, going to tell me if that's a good idea. Have you got an insider at Lottery HQ that tells you the best way to win because you've already won, so they tell you the insider trader secrets? Because I need a house. And if you want me to stop talking about how much I need a house, somebody needs to help me win the lottery. Because at the minute, it's the only way I'm going to get it. So yes, that is that. Danielle wants us to do a syndicate. We're just me and her. And she lives in Turkey, although she is Scottish. At the minute, she lives in Turkey. So her brain is wired completely different from mine. And sometimes it's, well, they're wired the same, but they're wired different sometimes. And this is one of these times, right? So she said to me, I says, but you need to come back here to get your money and get it all sorted and fill out all the forms and whatever, I presume. I mean, I've never won the lottery, so I don't know, but I'm presuming you would need to sign something to get multi-millions of pounds put in your bank. She says, ah, it's all right. I'll get my brother or my pal, like one of your other pals. They can just go and claim it for me. I says, and you trust people to, like, give you the money. They could just stay around and change their identity and everything. You'll never find them again with that kind of money. And she's like, no, they wouldn't do that. And I said, right, okay. I said, so how are you going to get the money? She said, well, I'll just get them to... I can't believe I'm telling this story. I'll just get them a flyer and bring it in cash. I said, right. So at the minute, shown on the website that it's 166 million. Now, usually when it's that high, you end up with more people buying more tickets, i.e. me and Danielle, because we're the daft ones. And that means that the prize money would then go up. I said, but even if it's 166 million, which I think there's no need for anybody to have that kind of money, you want your brother or your pal to fly over with £83 million in a bag and you think nobody's going to question that? And she says, oh, I'll just get them a private jet. I said, but you're still talking about them flying over with £83 million in cash and I don't even think there's that amount of money printed in the whole of the UK, let alone just for you. I says, and what are you going to do once they bring it here? She says, just put it in my bank. I said, okay. So how do you explain to the bank that you've got £83 million in cash? She says, well, I have proof that I won the lottery. I says, but the whole point is you don't want people to know because it's like fraud and all this kind of thing. And she went, oh, I suppose I could just come here, sign the documents and get them to put it into my Scottish bank. Well, that would have been the best idea. I mean, I was trying to hint at that for the very start and I kind of did say it in not those exact words. But we got there in the end and I've still not been buying bought the tickets yet and it's in 2 days. So I think I need to get my button gear and go and do that. So I hope that gave you as much of a laugh as it gave me and Danielle this morning trying to figure out how she was going to get £83 million in cash. I swear, she says I'm daft and I'm blonde. Sometimes I worry about her. Sometimes I think that maybe she should have been blonde as well. She won't admit it, but I think so. So, what are we talking about today? Well, I was thinking, and I genuinely do think sometimes, I promise. So I was thinking that, because I keep going on about how the weather's getting nicer and everything else, we should talk about kind of being safe in this weather. I know, was it last summer maybe? We spoke about, like, keeping an eye on the kids and things like that when you're on holiday. But I'm just talking about safety in general because I know that I've spoke a couple of times about to my friends about maybe going out for a walk and things like that in this weather because it is so nice and it's a bit bright, it's a bit lighter later in the day. So even things like that, if you're going to walk around a park or along a canal or even just in the street in general, and this isn't just aimed at females, this is also to males. I know a lot of people when they go out walking or out running or walking the dog or whatever, they've maybe got their headset on or their earphones in, their earplugs, earpods, what are they called? Them. Ancient me, like a dinosaur. You need to be careful because a lot of them are noise cancelling, aren't they? So you don't necessarily hear people that might be approaching from behind. Do you know, like if you were just walking and you had earphones in from 1985, you would hear everything. You would hear people cycling up behind you on a bike if you're going along a canal or in a park. You'd hear people. You would just hear movement. You would hear rustling or whatever else. And these new noise cancelling earphones, and I know they might not be that new, but they are new in the grand scheme of things. They can stop that. So be aware of your surroundings. Make sure that if you are roundabout, then you are going to be able to kind of, you know where you are. You know where you can run to. You know there's maybe people round about or a door that you can chat. Just be safe. I know, who was it? I think it was one of my youngest son's mums. Not his mum's, because I am his mother. He doesn't listen to me. One of his friend's mums was saying that, I'm sure it was her, was saying that there was a young girl and she was walking along the canal and she had her headset in and somebody actually, she had her hair tied back and somebody came along and like grabbed her by her ponytail and I don't know if she got away or what happened, I can't remember to be fair. So that's something else you need to be wary of as well, if your hair's tied back or whatever, maybe have your hood up, I don't know, just try and be safe. Maybe even just if you're going out a walk, especially maybe later in the day, go with a friend or a family member or take a dog with you that might be able to protect you. Always be ready to being able to dial for help, all these different things. Can you still do, do you remember? Now here we go, aliens talking about 25 years ago. You used to be able to do like a speed dial thing on your phone. I don't know if you still do it because obviously all phones are touchscreen now, but if you can do like some kind of speed dial, can maybe do that, have that ready. When you're out and about and you're going to like the like say beer gardens or even just into a pub or whatever else, again be careful of your surroundings, be careful who's trying to stay too close to you, especially when you're paying for things and you've got your purse out or you've got your bank card out or your mobile phone out. Because there is people that hover around for the wrong reasons. The usual, don't leave your drink lying about. If you do leave your drink and you go to your toilet, don't drink out that drink again. You can now get, my mum bought them at Christmas, so I'm presuming she got them from Temu because she went through a wee phase where she was addicted to Temu. But you can now get these things, I'm presuming Amazon and places like that will have them. And you actually put it over your drink and it still has a slot for you to put your straw in or whatever, and it means your drink can't get spiked. So you could maybe look into that for when you're out and about in pubs and nightclubs, wherever you're going out for a meal. If you're anything like me and you were 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 sitting in a park drinking, then don't copy me. Because just don't do it. My mother will tell you. Don't do what I done as a teenager. I done everything you weren't supposed to do. And listen, I'm here still to tell the tale, but that's not the point of the story. You don't want my, you really don't want my early days life story. You don't want to copy my early days because that's what kind of messed me up. Lots of things messed me up, but that's one of them. So, be careful of your drinks. Be be careful if you're out and about on your own, as well if you're out shopping, because we know how much we're enjoying being out in the better weather, and I know it's still a bit cold, but we're still enjoying the fact that it's brighter outside and we're seeing the blue skies and everybody's smiling and whatever else. So there's going to be people targeting people at us. They're going to use that to their advantage. So whether it be somebody's going to be ready to grab your bags when you're out shopping, or your phone, your purse, your whatever. You get a lot of career criminals who they know the best times to do things, and this is potentially going to be the best time because everybody is starting to socialise a bit more because hopefully winter's gone. So yeah, just be very careful. Try and stay together if you're out, especially at night. If you're out and about, try not be on your own too much. And again, this isn't aimed just at females. This is also to males, because I know one male, and this isn't me victim shaming at all, because I know this person personally and I've known him since he was a small child, and he's a grown adult now, right? But this was when he was in his 20s, and even he laughs about it sometimes. I think I may have told this story already, I don't know. But when he moved out his mum's house and he was staying with a partner at the time, he used to walk home from the pub, nightclubs, whatever, because it wasn't that far, but it wasn't the best place for him to be walking at that time of night on his own. 5 times this person got mugged in the same street. Taking a pause purely because at what point do you then think, maybe that's not the best way to go, or maybe I should start getting a taxi or a bus, you know? And again, that's not me victim shaming, that's me just because I know him. I can say these things because I know him, because we talk about it all the time. It was a shame though, because one of the times that he got mugged, he took his watch that he got for his 21st birthday from his dad, and when it took, his dad had passed. So that was heartbreaking. But he was still here to tell the tale, which was the most important thing. So I'm not going to name and shame him, just in case he's listening. He'll know who he is. But don't be like him. Don't even wait for the first time for it to happen. Just don't take risks. If you know it's late at night and whatever else, and you're going to, we all know areas to avoid and areas that might seem a bit safer than others. I mean, I do think nowadays nowhere's really safe. You used to be able to say years and years ago some areas were safer than others, but I would genuinely say don't ever think anywhere's safe, because you just never know the moment. And if anything does happen, please make sure you go to the authorities and you get it all dealt with and whatever else, and don't just keep it to yourself. I know a lot of people get embarrassed or scared or whatever, but please speak to somebody. Even if you don't want to take it any further, you still need to speak to somebody, because it'll fester in your head and it can put you off going different places. It can put you off going back out. It can stop you from living your life, and nobody wants that. You don't deserve that. Nobody deserves that kind of life. So let's just all keep an eye on each other, enjoy ourselves. Like, I'm not saying don't enjoy yourself at all. I know this sounds very doom and gloom, but I'm not saying enjoy yourself, because this is probably the time of year where everybody is going to go out and enjoy themselves more. But just try and stay at least in pairs. The other thing as well is, this kind of time of year is probably good for anybody that's thinking, I want to lose weight, or I just want to get out in the fresh air a bit more. Because nobody really wants to go out in the rain, do they? I know you do get people that still exercise and go out running and whatever else. Listen, I think you're amazing still getting out and do that, but it'll not be me. years and years ago, it wouldn't have put me off. But see now, I'm like, oh, no, it's raining. Listen, I can always make an excuse for something. I'm like, oh, no, it's too cold. Oh, it's raining. It's going to be a bit later. I need to feed the boys. I get an answer for everything. My mother will tell you. So this time of year, a lot of people will start going out, exercising outdoors maybe more, or even, like I said at the beginning, just going out walks. So you could maybe even a couple of yous, or a get a wee group of yous together and all go out walking or running or whatever at the same time. And then it just makes it a bit safer, doesn't it? There's a lot of running clubs and a lot of walking clubs as well. I was going to start one up. When was that? That was a couple of years ago. And then I never done it because my health wasn't great. But what I do offer is a walk and talk service. So if people don't want to maybe sit about, or they want to kill two birds with one stone, pardon the pun, you might want to go out walking, get a wee bit of exercise, get a bit of fresh air, and also offload whatever it is that's going on in your head, then we can do that. So that's an option if anybody is thinking that they do want to do counselling but it's fitting it in, then if you're local to me, we can do that. And if you're not local to me, listen, just while you're out walking, I'll talk to you on a video call or a phone call, not a problem. I'll come out and walk you while I'm sitting on my couch. Listen, I'm semi-joking. I'll still come out and walk with you on your phone, and I'll still talk to you. But if you live 150 miles away from me, you get no chance of me being able to walk beside you very quickly, because it'll take me about 150 years to get there. Anyway, that was just a wee bit of Aileen's thoughts for the day. But yeah, we all kind of look forward to this time of year, don't we? And then it gets here and you're like, oh, how did that happen? I mean, it comes round every year, doesn't it? Although, my only thing is, right, so here we go. Here's Aileen going to be doom and gloom. In Scotland anyway, I don't know about anywhere else in the world or the UK or the wherever, we seem to always get snow in April. So I'm not sure I want to get excited too quickly about this weather. I remember I fell pregnant at the start of April with my youngest, and it was snowing. And then when was it? I think that was the end of April maybe that year. Listen, I just know it always snows in April here, and I'm kind of hoping that this year's not going to be that year, because we need a good run of good weather in Scotland. We've not had that for a long time. My oldest is going to be 26 in July. When I was pregnant with him, now I don't know if I've told you this story before, so if I have, sorry, and if I haven't, enjoy. So I fell pregnant with him in the October. He was due in the July, obviously. So from the March of when I was pregnant right through until the end of September, middle of October that year. Now that was 1999. It was scorching. Sun splitting the skies, not a day without any sunshine, that whole time. It was amazing. And I don't remember another summer being like that since then. I was kicking about like a big whale, a beach whale that was pregnant. So an even bigger beach whale. With my cycling shorts and it didn't probably fit me, and my t-shirt that probably didn't fit me either. Heavy breathing. I was huge. I was huge with both my boys, but dear to me, it was massive. And the sun was splitting the skies. But what I don't remember is, because I hear a lot of people always saying when they were pregnant, oh, I can't deal with the sunshine, too hot for me, it's too whatever. I don't ever remember feeling that way, and I don't know if it's because I love the heat so much. So probably the heat we had here probably wasn't as hot as if I was maybe in another country. I don't know what it was, but I loved it. I never complained one time. I would take that every summer, thank you kindly, instead of our little one day here and another day there. So Mother Nature or whoever is predicting our weather this year, if you're listening, please, I beg of you, can we have some good weather in Scotland this year? Thank you kindly. I don't ask for much. I mean, it probably sounds like I ask for something every week on this podcast, but it's usually the same thing I ask for every week because I've not got it. the arm of my chair keeps getting stuck underneath my desk, and I jammed my finger between the arm of the chair and the desk earlier on the day, and could I get the chair moved? Nope. And my poor finger, it was all bruised and everything. It was purple. And I thought, oh, don't tell me I broke this. It was my right hand, and it was, do you know, your ring finger, but on your right hand. Aye. And that finger's already messed up, because when I was just a little girl, I think I was about 2 or 3. And right, I don't know if you call it a veranda door everywhere else, well, a veranda everywhere else. Do you know, like a balcony? Just say a balcony because everybody don't know what a balcony is. But it was a veranda. If you're in Scotland, it's a veranda, right? And they had big metal, heavy, heavy metal doors back in the day when I was just a little girl. And me and my cousin were playing hide and seek, and we were out in the veranda, and she ran in, and I went to run in, and she shut the door so that I couldn't catch her. Because I think I was at, that's where it was, she was hiding it in the veranda and I was at, so I found her. So we had to go and run back to the bit to say, found you thing, whatever it, I can't remember what you say anymore. And then 1, 2, 3, that was it, wasn't it? And she slammed the door, and I tried to open the door, and as I'm opening the door, she's shutting the door, and my finger got stuck in it, and now I've got a wonky finger. That was a long-winded story to say I've got a wonky finger into it, and it's that poor wee finger that got jammed the day. And so we had a conversation about this the other day, me and my mum and one of my other cousins, because it turns out I'm the only person in the family that never ever get took to hospital when something happened to them. So my brother is a baby, the joke is he got dropped in his head. He kind of did, but he didn't. He fit. So, do you know you get your baby bath? In your baby bath. So, I never ever used the stand on my baby bath. I never bought a stand. And it might have been because of this. I don't know. I just never ever bought one. But his baby bath was sitting on the stand. And he yeeted it out the bath. I don't know how it happened because I was only 4. Just remember him fond. I know I shouldn't have, right, but so I joke that he fell on his head as a baby, and that's why he's such an a-hole. Anyway, so he got took to the hospital, and me and my dad took him to the hospital, and I took my dog. My dog got seen to with the nurses and everything as well to make sure she was still okay. And then my mum was talking about how my cousin that was there, that we were talking to the other day, that was at my mum's, he got took to the hospital at some point because I think he drank bleach or something. Listen, see, back in the 70s and 80s, I don't think anybody took care of us. And I said, so was it just me that never got took to hospital then? And she laughed. She went, it wasn't in my house it happened. And I said, but I'm your daughter and you're meant to be a nurse. I says, I just get took down the stair to mother auntie and my finger get wrapped up and that was it. I said, but everybody else that gets hurt, they all get took to hospital. I knew nobody cared about me. This is why I'm so messed up. I'm telling you, this is why I'm so... Nobody ever cared about me. Just saying. Anybody get their violins out yet? Poor Ealing. Nobody loves me. Everybody hates me. Think I'll eat some worms. Big fat juicy ones. What's the best of it? Anybody know that song? Is that a Scottish song or is that an everybody song? I don't know. Or, what's the other song me and my pal used to sing? I'm nobody's child. I'm nobody's child. I'm like a flower just growing wild. Listen, I'd bring a tear to a glass eye, as my granny would say, or who somebody would say. See if it gets me a wee bit of something something, I'll bring a tear to your eye, no bother. Doing nothing. Keep my mouth shut there. You know, it's terrible. We went right off topic, haven't we? We went for happy sunny days to nobody cares about Aileen, and she's sitting in the doom and gloom feeling sorry for herself, bringing a tear to a glass eye. So let's get back to some happy talking happy talk, talking about the things you do. No, let's talk about the thing. I haven't heard that song for years. So my neighbour had her bedding in inverted commas out the other day, and I think she might have had people in, but just not as many as normal. I'm just wondering if she knows I'm on here. I just don't know. Right, here's a story. I think somebody's actually taking the mick out of me now when it comes to houses. So I've still not got one. But I've got one, I live in one, but what I mean is I've not got a new one. I look about 25 million times in a day. And people might think that's not possible to look that many times. Check my search history. So we've obviously been to view three. We were waiting to hear back about one. But it looks like somebody's got that because it's totally off the site now. And then there was another one. Did I tell you about this one? I applied for it. Well, I tried to get a viewing for it. And when I went for the viewing, I went to do the viewing thing. It said, oh, there was no more viewings available. But if it comes available again, we'll let you know. Okay then, thank you. So I thought, oh, do you know what? That's that. It's gone. Because if there's that many people going to view it, at least one of them must want it. Or should get it. Now, bearing in mind, I don't know how many people were going to view it. Could have been four or five for us, I know. But anyway, just judging by previous houses that we've attempted to go and see. So then I was looking this morning and I seen this that house was on, and it said on a couple of the sites just added, but on other sites it didn't. So I shouted my oldest son in and I said, that is saying just added, but on the other site it's not saying just added. Do you think I should go for it? He's like, Mum, the guy's already said there isn't any viewings. Just leave it. And I'm like, but third time lucky. And he's like, Mum, no, stop. I think he's fair in case I get his blacklisted. Anyway, I'm sitting doing my work earlier on. Just sitting at my desk, doing my paperwork, typing things up. And I thought, I'll check my emails. Checks my emails. And 5 minutes previous to that, the letting agency had emailed me to say, hi Aileen, that particular house has just become available for viewings again if you would like to apply for it. Oh well, I nearly wet my pants. Nearly wet myself. I got so excited. Clicks book viewing. Puts all my details in, how much I earn, how many people are going to be staying there, blah blah blah. Gets to the end. Sorry, no viewings available. Excuse me? You literally emailed me 5 minutes ago. How is there no email? How is this possible? So then I proceeded to email them because I thought, no, that's ridiculous. Like, you could at least have phoned me. You know I'm waiting. And the problem is, you phone them and there's nobody that answers the phone. It's a recorded message. You can't even leave a voicemail. It's a recorded message to say, don't annoy us. Go onto our website and just do it that way, because we're not paying anybody to do actual work here. So I sent an email and I said, I get this email literally minutes ago, and I've went, you think I'd feel sorry for myself today? And I've went on to book a viewing and there's no viewings. Can you please help me with this or book me a viewing? Needless to say, they've totally ignored me. I wonder if they've... No, because it's past their bedtime. They'll be shut by now. I think they shut at 5, so there's not a chance that they've messaged me. So, I think at this point, somebody is just sitting in their office having an absolute laugh at my expense trying to find a house. And I'm not laughing. Not today, not tomorrow, and not next week either, unless I guess. I even tried changing the date so when I would move in, to say I would literally move in a week's time. Bearing in mind, I've only packed 5 boxes so far and they're not exactly big boxes. But I don't mind moving in bit by bit. Piece by piece. I don't mind moving in bit by bit if it just gets me the house. I'll pay 2 rents for a week or two. Get me the house. I want it. I need it. So yes, somebody is literally laughing. But on a plus side, I ordered me and my son at McDonald's tonight to compensate for people laughing at me. And we get free chicken selects. So, I don't know how that makes things better. Because that then means that I need to go out walking with one of you so that I can lose £5 million that I've just put on for going to McDonald's. Dear me. So, sunshine on a rainy day. Who is the type of person that, and by the way, I'm one of these people, right? So I'm not like judging anybody. I'm probably judging myself, but I won't judge anybody else. Who is the type of person that the minute they see sunshine, they go and start buying salads? Because that's me, and my son laughs at me every single year. I've not bought a salad yet this year, mind you. He'll say, "Mum, why do you always make salads and baked potato in the summer?" And I'm like, "Because I don't know. That's what you do. That's what people do." The only thing is, right, so see if you're the type of person that has boiled egg with your salad, we can't be friends. I'm sorry. That did sound a bit judgmental there, but I don't mean to judge you. I don't like hard-boiled eggs. I like runny-boiled eggs with toast. So, I can't be having a hard-boiled egg with a salad. And I especially don't like cold egg. I'm one of these people that isn't a fuss eater, but actually probably is a fuss eater. So, salads in the summer. Then we start thinking about, like, cocktails and things, don't we? Or do we all start saying, "Ah, I want to sit on the beach with a cocktail," or slush puppies and ice cream and everything that makes us have to go to the gym an extra 25 times a month. I had a pal who every time he had a hangover, the next morning he'd be on Facebook. God love him, he's not here anymore. But he'd be on Facebook every single time he had a hangover, but that, "Can somebody go and get me a slush puppy, please?" And you always knew it was coming. Every time. But I bet that would be a really good hangover cure. I've never tried it myself, mind you, and I don't drink anymore, so I'll probably get no chance of trying it anytime soon. But it's always the same things, isn't it? It's like, people say to me, "What's your favourite time of the year?" And yeah, summertime is my favourite. Because I like seeing all the bright colours. I obviously like the better weather and everything else. But then when I sit down and think about it, and I'm like, I like every season for different reasons. So I like spring, summer, because I can get my washing out. I've got 2 washings out of the day. I'm so excited. I can get my washing out. I see all the bright colours. I see everybody smiling and a bit happier. Everybody's enjoying themselves. They're all planning their holidays. You've got the brighter days, hopefully the warmer weather. But then at the same time, I like autumn because I like to see like the leaves and everything. And then when you get to the winter and you're getting all cosy and you're sitting in the house and you've got your cosy nights in with the heating on and you've got your hot chocolate and everything else. Have you noticed that everything I do seems to put about 25 stone on me? So, I like, that was, again, my story's a long-winded today, but that was a long way of saying I don't actually think I've got a preferred season. I don't like January, but that's one thing I will say, I don't like January. The reason I don't like January is because I'm always skint. And you get to the end of January and you think, oh yeah, we're finally getting the end of January and that's it, we've made it. And then you think, oh, but I've still got bills to pay. So, here, I can't believe I've been talking for 47 minutes and 41 seconds already. So, let's refresh. Let's have a wee recap on what we were actually talking about earlier on. So, please, please, please be careful of you when you're out and about. Be aware of everybody that is round about you. But although you're looking out for yourself, look out for others in case something happens to them. Also, children will all be starting to go to the swing parks and go out and playing with their friends because the weather is getting a bit better. So make sure that they know to look out for different things and make sure they know where to go and ask for help or who to ask for help. What I do with my son, my youngest, and I used to do it with my oldest as well when he was younger, was I would write my name, only your first name though, or you don't even need to put your name on. Write your phone number down on a bit of paper and get them to put it in their sock so that either if they've not got a phone or if something happens and somebody takes their phone and they start to panic and they want their mum or whatever and somebody's like, what's your mum's phone number? They've got the phone number in there and it's not as if it's on a band where somebody can see and phone you and kind of trick you or whatever. It's in their sock so nobody knows it's there, nobody can get to it apart from them. If they are out and about, even you could stick like a fiver or something, a couple of pound in their sock as well, just in case they need to like run in and get a drink for an emergency, or if there is anything like maybe need to, I don't know, depending what age they are, they might need to jump a taxi home or get a bus home, they've maybe lost a bus ticket. So, but you could do that as well for you. Have like a wee spot like in your bra or in your sock or in whatever. Sellotape something to the waist of your underwear, even like a wee bag, a wee money bag, so that you don't lose it. Because listen, you never know, somebody could grab your phone, somebody could grab your bag, and then you're left, you've got no money. And how you going to get home if you've got no money left if you're in the town, or how you going to get in touch with somebody if something's happened to you and you don't have your phone or your phone's broke, because you could fall and your phone could smash and then that's you've lost all your phone numbers again. So keep your phone, keep a phone number on a bit of paper, an emergency number on a bit of paper. And that goes back to last week, was it? No, I think it was the other podcast I was talking on about, I'm very old school and I still do paper and pen. Yeah, I do have files and things on my computer, but I still have everything written down as well, because I just think you can never be too careful. So please, 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 and we'll probably talk more on this next week, because Aileen started being Aileen and lost her train of thought. Not that I lost my train of thought, I started telling a couple of stories and then we went right off topic, and that's just dealing, that kind of happens most weeks, doesn't it? But yes, it's something that we need to kind of concentrate on, especially at this time of year, because obviously we are out a bit more. And some people might be out on their own, not necessarily out on their own, but either travelling back home on their own or going to meet friends on their own or whatever else. And there is a lot of kind of not so nice people out there. And that's not me judging anybody, it's just the truth. There's people out there that are genuinely out to harm others, and it's not nice to think about, but it's reality, and we do all need to be aware of it. So, Aileen says, be careful, be mindful, be aware, and keep some money and a phone number in a safe place. If it's the children, give them something to stick in a safe place. Again, in their sock, in their bra, whatever it needs to. And listen, if it's a daughter, you can get these scrunchies now that have got a wee zipper bit inside the scrunchie, so you could do it that way. Obviously with boys it's a bit harder, and that's why I'm saying putting it in their sock. And if you're worried about sweaty feet, again, just wrap it up in a bit of cling film or something and put it in, so that nothing ends up soggy. I'm sorry, boys, but I don't know how to say it nice. Well, that was a nice way of saying it. Boys sweat, but girls sweat as well. It's just that some girls have got their hair tied up and they can put it in a scrunchie or they can stick it in a bra. Although I'll not be sticking it in my bra because I'm at the menopausal stage and every part of my body's got a puddle. Sorry, TMI. Anyway, would anybody like to come on as a guest? I was going to message somebody the other day and I've still not done it. Just saying that there. Forgot. Would anybody like to come on as a guest and talk about a situation? It could be a good situation. It could be a not so good situation. It could be your story of your journey. What helped you get through whatever situation you found yourself in? Do you want to come and tell us about a summer holiday? I don't know. It can be anything at all. Anything. It'd be good to hear somebody else's stories because, I mean, I've got 45 years worth of stories to tell you. So I won't run out, but yous might get sick of my voice at some point. That's my only problem. Anyway, I would just like to say that I have appointments available for counselling, life coaching, wellness and business coaching and business coaching. I have business programmes coming up in April, I think they're starting. I've not advertised them yet, so yous are the first to know. And yous will always be the first to know anything that's happening. As I said, I have set up the subscriptions for, if you want to subscribe to VBook Your Thoughts podcast on TikTok, and if you do subscribe, then you automatically receive 20% discount on all your appointments with myself. And at the end of every month, you'll be put into a prize draw for whatever prize giveaway we are offering that month. And some months there may be more than one giveaway, so it might be you get multiple winners. We will see how that one pans out. We've got group sessions coming up for both counselling and coaching. They're coming up shortly. I'm going to start advertising them on social media probably next week, maybe. So if you're interested in that, keep an eye. And that anybody anywhere in the world, as long as you speak English and you can understand me, then you're welcome to book in for that. The price and everything will be put on social media next week, and all the dates, and they'll be over Zoom. What else have I got to tell yous? I think that was it. Also, just to reiterate, if anybody would like to advertise their business through myself, and you will be advertised on all social media platforms on all our pages, so you'll be advertised on this, on the Reboot Your Thoughts podcast, you'll be advertised on Reboot Your Business podcast, and you'll also be advertised on the Reboot Sanctuary podcast, not podcast, page. I'm going to start that again. You'll be advertised on Reboot Your Thoughts podcast and all the social medias relating to it, and then all the social medias for Reboot Your Business podcast and for the Reboot Sanctuary. That's what I was trying to say. And if you want to sponsor the podcast, then again, if you want to contact us, we can set up a meeting or a call or whatever, and we can discuss that. Anything else you want to talk about, Aileen? No, I don't think so. I think you've talked a lot of rubbish by now. So I hope everybody is enjoying the sunshine. I hope you all have an absolutely fantastic week. But please be careful, be kind, and be mindful, and keep your eyes peeled all the time. Just stay safe, but enjoy yourselves, enjoy the weather, and take care. Speak soon. Bye bye.